This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Two Colorado congressmen disagree about the actions of the rioters who stormed the Capitol as a mob yesterday. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
Democratic Representative Jason Crow has called it an attempted coup.
The bottom line was the president asked his supporters, the violent mob, to stop the peaceful transition of power. That's what was asked, and that's what they tried to do.
His colleague, Republican Ken Buck, agrees that some of the blame for the riot lies with President Trump, but Buck argues that it does not constitute a coup.
What happened yesterday was a group of knuckleheads got fired up at a peaceful protest, and some of them came over and breached the Capitol, and it was a crime. It should be prosecuted, but it is not a coup, and any member of Congress that suggested it was a coup is using the kind of rhetoric that we need to stop using.
Democratic leaders have called for Trump to be removed from office for his role in the riots. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Motorists may soon pay new fees to help fund state road construction and maintenance, I should say. Colorado's gas tax hasn't been raised since 1991. Democratic State Representative Michael Matthew Gray of Broomfield says they're looking to spread costs as fairly as possible.
No one person and no one group, no one business has to pay everything. It's that we charge a little bit to everybody who is using the road.
44 in Denver, 42 in Colorado Springs. You're listening to CPR News.